You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, welcome along. You're listening to the European Football Podcast here with William Hill. It's Dave Callum and Sam Norris with you for another week of European football action. We're going to look at three games in total across the continent over the forthcoming days. We've got Bayern Munich versus Borussia Mönchengladbach on the menu, Porto versus Sporting Lisbon, and Lazio versus Inter Milan is coming up as well. Previews here with myself and Sam. First of all, a warm welcome to Mr. Samuel Norris.
Hello, Dave.
I've seen you more than I want to have seen you over the last 24 hours, Mr. Norris.
Yeah, likewise. But consistency, finally, on a European podcast. We've got the same two people in succession for probably the first time since Alex Dunn and Ray Druitt stopped doing the podcast together.
The days of Alex Dunn and Ray Druitt, it's a bygone era.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can only remember fondly about those days, nostalgically. They're done and dusted, unfortunately.
Exactly, yeah. It's time to move on, isn't it, really?
Let's move on. We're going to look at three games this weekend, and we are starting in
the Bundesliga.
Indeed, the Bundesliga is where we start this weekend. This game between Bayern Munich and Borussia Mönchengladbach is live on William Hill TV, and it's Saturday 2:30. And Bayern Munich are 4-9 to win this game. The draw 7-2. Borussia Mönchengladbach in the market at 11-2. Enhanced odds: Arturo Vidal to score and Bayern Munich to win is 5-2. Andre Hahn to score and Borussia Mönchengladbach is 14-1. That was 10-1 has been enhanced here with William Hill. Bayern Munich romping to success in the Bundesliga. 7 points clear of Borussia Dortmund as we go into the weekend. Borussia Mönchengladbach chasing that fourth spot in the Bundesliga. They're currently a point behind Hertha Berlin. And there's still a slim possibility they could get to Bayer Leverkusen as well, but results would have to go their way. Bayern Munich were disappointing midweek, beaten 1-0 at Atletico Madrid, and they've got that big Champions League clash coming up on Tuesday night. So how will they focus for this game with that look-ahead game coming up? That's the question here.
Yeah, indeed. You're absolutely right there. When I looked at this game first and foremost, I thought Bayern have got the league completely sealed. As you rightly said there, they've got some work to do in the Champions League, which will be the main focus now. And Borussia Mönchengladbach eyeing up Champions League qualification for a second season in succession. As you said, they're just a point behind Hertha. So they need the 3 points a hell of a lot more than Bayern. And I watched that game on Wednesday night. I thought they were completely outfoxed by Atletico. I thought Simeone got his tactics spot on. They look slightly devoid of ideas, if that's even possible for a Bayern Munich side, which have got so much going forward. I thought the omission of Thomas Müller was bizarre, to say the least. Didn't understand why he played. And yeah, there were certainly concerning signs for me during that Champions League fixture with Atleti. Having said that, Mönchengladbach are obviously a different kettle of fish. They'll be a much easier task for Bayern Munich. I was keen to try and get Borussia onside here. And I think I wouldn't blame you if you wanted to play something like plus one Mönchengladbach, just given that Bayern are probably likely to rest a couple of players. The league's done for them. Mönchengladbach are the team that need the points. But having said that, when you delve into the respective home and away forms of the two teams, they are worlds apart. We know how good Bayern have been this season at the Allianz, but if you actually put a number on it, they've won all but one of their home games this season. The only anomaly in that record came with a shock defeat, really, to Mainz. In all those home games, they've only shipped 6 goals this season. So if you take out that shock defeat, we're talking about only 4 times have they conceded in games they've won at home. They are electric at the Allianz this season. And in stark contrast, Borussia Mönchengladbach do not travel particularly well at all. Their last 8 games on the road in the Bundesliga, they've lost 7 and drawn 1. The draw was for Augsburg. So for all that Bayern have got other things on their mind. For all that Mönchengladbach want these 3 points a hell of a lot more than their hosts, you cannot look away from those home and away records. That's a quite damning statistic for me. Obviously, there's no real juice in the 4-9 about Bayern, so you're looking to try and go for something a little bit bigger. I'm normally a big handicap player. I'm normally very keen, both minuses and plus handicaps both way. But my eye was caught by the enhanced offer here, because this was the man I wanted to get on side, but I didn't think he'd be the man who was boosted.
Yeah,
I was keen to play a Vidal goal in a Bayern Munich win, because he scored 2-2 for them in the league. He did get the full 90 minutes in midweek, so he may be rested, but if he starts, the fact that it's enhanced from 17 to 10, which I thought was a fair price, but the 5-2 looks even more attractive now. As I said, it's 2-2 for him. I want to be pro Bayern here. I don't want to take the 4-9, but I think the 5-2 there, enhanced odds, Vidal to score in a Bayern Munich win, looks good for me. As I said, 2-2 for him. It's a big jump from the 4-9. I think it will just probably be another routine Bayern home win, just because they've been so good this year, and it's very difficult to look at that Mönchengladbach away form and really put up a case for them. I mean, we've seen this plenty of times in leagues all around the world. Just because a team needs the 3 points more than their opponents doesn't necessarily mean that they get it. So I'd have to be pro Bayern here. I would imagine Thomas Müller comes back into the fray. If he didn't play in midweek, surely he'll be playing him at the weekend. He'll be fresh, which is an ominous sign for any side. So I'd take Bayern here to win the game, and Vidal to score at 5-2.
If you do like Müller to score in this game, it's available at even money. It's weird even contemplating that this season could go down as a disappointment for Bayern, despite the fact they are 7 points clear and they've won the Bundesliga. If they get knocked out in the Champions League by Atletico Madrid on Tuesday night, I think Pep Guardiola's reign will have ended in disappointment, really. I think the fans will be bemused that the decision for him to announce that he's leaving to go to Manchester City in the summer came at a point in the season that was so pivotal to Bayern Munich. It's not affected them in the league, but I think it has affected this European campaign.
Yeah, I would completely agree. And I mean, you know, when Pep came in, they'd already won everything they could possibly win the year before. He couldn't get any bigger. He couldn't go to any higher heights. But equaling that, you know, had to be done. I mean, they're still on for a domestic treble, of course. But as you said, it's all about European glory. I just don't know why he didn't play Thomas Müller. I wonder if it's just Pep trying to outthink Simeone or trying to do something a little bit different. I mean, Atleti will have surely planned for Thomas Müller's inclusion throughout the week, and maybe he's trying to throw a spanner in the works. But as I said, I thought in what was a battle of two master tacticians during the week, I thought Simeone had his number.
Yeah, I agree, and it will be interesting to see how that game pans out on Tuesday night with Bayern Munich at home at the Allianz, looking to overturn that 1-0 deficit in that semi-final second leg against Atletico Madrid. That will be intriguing. Let's move on. Porto versus Sporting Lisbon is live on William Hill TV on Saturday evening. This game kicking off at 6:30. And Porto were 2-1 to win this match. The draw 21-10 with Sporting Lisbon in the market at 13-10. Second versus third in the league, but there is a 10-point gap between the two. Sporting Lisbon still have title pretensions here. They are 2 points behind Benfica at the top. Porto are safely ensconced in that third-placed position. And, they're not going to be troubled by Sporting Braga, who are a further 13 points behind. How do you see this match?
Away win here for me. As you said there, Sporting have still got eyes on the title. We've got 3 games left to play in Portugal. They're 2 points behind Benfica at the moment, albeit with an inferior goal difference. But that two-point gap can certainly be gobbled up if you're a Sporting fan. They'll be looking at that. And as you quite rightly point out, Benfica are just marooned in third. They can't finish second. They can't finish fourth. That's job done for the season for them, albeit they're likely to raise their game against Sporting, one of their usual rivals towards the top of the Portuguese Primeira. But, you know, we've got one side here who can still win the title against another side whose season is completely done. And Porto have showed signs over the last few weeks that they've not given up, of course, because I don't really ever believe that 11 players go out there and choose to not win the game, but that they certainly look as though they're on their holidays. I mean, defeat to Tondela and Paços de Ferreira, I think they were 1-12 in both of those games, Dave. So
okay,
they've let down punters at
wow,
very, very short prices recently. And, I mean, well, whether your season's done or not, Porto should be beating Tondela and Pacos, you know, with regularity every single season. You look at the flip side for Sporting. They haven't lost. They've only lost one game in 2016. That was to Benfica, who were top of the table. That was a narrow 1-0 defeat. So we can certainly forgive them that. They've been beating all the teams that they should be, whereas Porto haven't at this moment in time. And Porto had to come from a goal behind to Académica at the weekend, who were second bottom, only narrowly beat them 2-1. In the meantime, Sporting have been smashing 5 goals past Arouca and past Belenenses. They've been winning by comfortable 2-goal margins against Martimo and União Madeira. So things have been looking rosy for Sporting at the moment, whereas Porto haven't been electrifying at the moment. And I think 13-10 is a great price here for Sporting. They're rightly favourites in the betting, but I think 13-10 is a really, really good starting point here. I'm quite strong on the away side. There's a couple of other bets to think about with this one as well. Islam Slimani has been in good nick for Sporting all season. He scored a brace in the reverse fixture when Sporting beat Porto by 2-0. He's 6-5 as an anytime goal scorer, which I like. He scored the first goal in that game as well, so you could possibly look at him first or last. He's 7-2 if the 6-5 is a bit skinny for you. And as I said, he scored a brace in that game. The 2 or more is available at 11-2. This fixture is also usually a bit of a spicy affair. We saw 7 cards dished out earlier on in the season. So I'd also chance over 6 cards here, which again at 13-10, at odds against price, looks quite tempting for me. And over 65 booking points is 19-20. So I like both of those there. Look at the card markets for this one. As I said, 7 yellows earlier on in the season. Islam Slimani is your play for an anytime goal score. But ultimately, I'm pretty strong here on Sporting. I mean, if Porto fell to defeat against Tondela and Pacos, I think Sporting can certainly get the job done here and keep the pressure up on Benfica.
Lots of good bets. 13-10, Sporting Lisbon to win that game live on William Hill TV on Saturday night, 6:30 p.m. kickoff in that one.
Serie A.
Going to finish the podcast with a look at the game between Lazio and Inter Milan, which is Sunday, 7:45 p.m. Lazio 13-8 to win the game. The draw 9-4. Inter Milan in the betting at 13-8. Intriguing fixture, and a fixture that always provides us with a little bit of tension as well, this one. These two sides don't get on very well in Italy. And Lazio have been disappointing in their last couple of games, losing to Juventus and Sampdoria. Inter Milan, the Champions League now beyond their reach. They are 7 points behind Roma in the league. Disappointment, really, for both sides this season. Lazio have really struggled, and Simone Inzaghi, who came in as the interim coach, was left with an unenviable situation because it was a season that was beyond the point of rescue, and he just got handed the keys to the car, basically.
Yeah.
And they've not been able to pick up, really.
Yeah, as you say, they've sort of plugged on the way they were going. It's going to be a mid-table finish for Lazio this season, which will be disappointing. They'd at least like to be challenging for those top 5 spots in Serie A. They're currently 9th. They could ladder up a little bit higher, but you'd think probably the top 7's beyond them, let alone the top 6. Inter look to have locked up a Europa League spot for next year, as you rightly said, but it's very difficult with a lot of Italian sides, to be honest. Take probably the top 3 out of it. None of them really seem to string together any sort of consistent form. I thought this one was very difficult to weigh up. The traders concur. The fact that this one's a pick'em, 13-8 each of 2. And they're clearly none the wiser about this game. I mean, Lazio have won 4 of their last 7 at home. And defeats came to Napoli and Roma. 1 defeat to Sassuolo as well. But it's just a little bit difficult to be entirely confident with what kind of Lazio are going to get here, and indeed what kind of Inter are going to get, because they haven't been very good on the road at all lately. It's just 1 win in 8 away from home for Inter Milan. That was against second bottom Frosinone. Even the bottom side, Hellas Verona, got a point off Inter when Inter were travelling. That was a 3-3 draw back in February. So 1 win in the last 8 on the road. I wouldn't want to put up Inter at 13-8, but then again, as we've said about Lazio, I couldn't be mad keen on them at 13-8 either. So I think I'm probably happy to swerve the outrights here. The fact that it is a pick'em shows that, as I say, the traders don't have a clear view on this. outright market, and neither do I, to be honest. I'd look elsewhere for your bets here. Stefan Jovetic is an interesting anytime goal scorer. He scored a brace for Inter last week against Udinese, and I'm surprised to see him as big as he is in the betting. I think he's fourth favourite on the Inter side of things at 21-10. Joint third favourite with Perisic. Obviously, Mauro Icardi taking quite a bit out of that market at 7-5. But I thought Jovetic was interesting at 21-10 after his two goals last week. But what I ended up going for in the end was corners in this one.
Okay.
Inter won 14 corners against Udinese last week in a 3-1 victory. Lazio tasted defeat. They lost 2-1 by Sampdoria, but won 12 corners in that game. So we've got Inter winning 14 last week, Lazio winning 12 this week. And this isn't the game in total. This is just what Inter and Lazio won themselves. So I'm hoping for a repeat performance here. Total match corners to be over 12 is 9-5. Now, considering Inter landed that themselves last week and Lazio got bang on 12, I didn't think that looked a bad bet. You could also look at the individual team corner counts. Lazio to get over 6 is 5-4. And Inter to get over 6 is a big price, I thought, at 11-4. So I'd have a play on both of those, but I think I'd make my main bet the over 12 corners at 9-5. As I said, the outright looked very hard to call. If pushed, I'd probably just about go for the draw, but that's because I'm not enamoured with the price or with the form of either Inter or Lazio. So corners for me, over 12 in the game at 9-5, and I'd have a little go on Lazio over 6 and Inter over 6 at 5-4 and 11-4 respectively.
Okay, the market I like there, and we'll come to the naps in a second's time, because this is going. I'm going to have my nap in this game. So,
okay,
is that okay?
Yeah.
Where have you got your nap? Have you picked one out?
It was going to be in this game.
Was it going to be?
But I like Sporting.
Well, I don't mind taking Sporting because okay. out of the other two games, Sporting would be a selection. So, do you want the nap in the Lazio Inter, or do you want me to take it?
You take it, Dave.
Okay, I'm going with Inter.
Okay.
I think Inter.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think Inter are a really good bet here at 13-8. Lazio are really struggling with injuries at the moment. Inzaghi, from an attacking perspective, he's struggling to field his full-strength side, and I think that's going to be key in this game. Whereas Roberto Mancini, no real injury concerns for him for Inter Milan, and I don't think they'll be able to cope with the quality of Inter Milan in midfield. I think the central midfield partnership of Gary Medel and Jeffrey Kondogbia behind an attacking trio of Marcelo Brozovic, Stefan Jovetic and even Perisic, with Mauro Icardi being the focal point of that attack. And I think that Inter Milan will win this game and win it handily. So I like Inter Milan as my nap selection this weekend in that game. I'm going with Inter at 13-8 as my best bet.
Okay, I'll chuck Sporting in then at 13-10. As I said, they're the side with something to play for. Their only defeat this year came to top of the table, Benfica. Porto have packed up and gone home for the season. So 13-10 for me about Sporting. Looks a good bet.
That double, Inter Milan at 13-8, Sporting Lisbon at 13-10. A shade over 5-1, 5.03-1. That double on this edition of the European Football Podcast.
The naps table is in such disarray, though. I don't know who's...
No one knows who guest is or who pundit is or who's on the podcast any given week.
This podcast has been worse than the managerial merry-go-round.
Yeah, in any league ever. Yeah. So we'll try and sort out naps table at some point for you folks. But if you want to follow us all on Twitter, at dkellner, at samnorris_... at AlexDunn0307. Mark Walton sometimes on, but I've forgotten his handle.
MarkWalton88.
MarkWalton88 if you want to follow him. And, of course, do follow at WillHillBet as well. They tweet the podcast out. And make sure you check us out on audioboom.com. Again, type in William Hill. Or subscribe to the podcast. Please do if you're on iTunes. Subscribe. You'll get them delivered weekly. Again, type in William Hill. You can subscribe to all the podcasts. We've got all our on-demand audio. And we'll be back. More European football fun. Who knows with who? But we'll be back next week. Thank you to Sam. Thanks to everyone for listening. And we'll speak again soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.